Welcome to the Sleon Podcast, episode number 12. Today is a special podcast. We have David Pissette from Work Camp Miami. Hey, Dave.
What's hanging?
So, Dave, I've known Dave for, for years. I think since...
Poor thing.
Let's say like 4 or 5 years or so. And I started WordPress around 2008, 2009-ish. And it was one of like, the most revolutionizing platforms I've ever been using. And that affected, my career, you know, because, you know, it's a platform. It's a content management system that helps you produce content for websites, helps you build your website. And they have tons of plugins, like hundreds and thousands of plugins. So Dave, and then like every year, there's a huge conference that happens in Miami. It's called WordCamp, and it happens almost in every big city in the country and in the world. So Dave, can you tell us about WordCamp Miami?
Well, we've been doing it for 10 years, so it's been going on for a long time, and we have WordPress has these community-based conferences, and they're called WordCamps, and they were started maybe about 12 years ago. And they're localized events, so that means that it's primarily focused on the community around it. So Chicago, New York, and China, and, you know, Berlin, and these different cities have conferences, focused on the local community. Many of the speakers are pulled from the local community, and WordCamp's not at all different than that. We've kind of grown in the last 10 years to be more of a kind of expanded beyond our local community a little bit. You know, we've got a lot of international people coming to visit us every year, especially from South America and the Caribbean, and some people from Europe. So we kind of have a great diverse group of people and speakers, which is great. And they cover also a great diverse amount of topics. So it's really not just about WordPress anymore, because especially for our local community, there is not a ton of conferences that you can go to for general web stuff. So like SEO, design, marketing, even JavaScript and CSS and all that type of stuff on the developer side of it. There's not a whole lot outside of probably meetups. There's not a whole lot of conferences where you can sit down for a day or two and devote yourself to that sort of thing, especially at the ticket prices that WordCamps usually offer, because we are a non-for-profit, 100% volunteer. So that means that we don't make a dime off of anything, and all the money that we get from sponsorships and tickets goes back to the event to try to lower ticket prices or to feed people and that sort of thing. So our tickets are around $40 for the weekends, and we have workshops for $15 as well. And it's been working well for the last 10 years, and we've grown to over 800 people last year coming. That's 850, including the parents and kids, because we have kids events too. So.
I remember the the very first WordCamp. It was like $10. And it was small. It was like 200 folks.
It's inflation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, back we started with 200 people, so the costs were obviously a lot less. We had it at University of Miami, so the venue wasn't costing us anything. And I think when it first started, we probably just I'm pretty sure we just had a T-shirt and that was it. You know, and we probably only fed. It was one day. Instead, so we're 3 days this year. So it was one day when we started. So yeah, if you made an event for one day, yeah, the cost would for 200 people, the costs go down dramatically, and $10 would be. We don't seem to have a problem people paying for the most part. People investing the $30 or $40. Students get discounts usually anyway. At least some of them do. So. Really, we've never had a complaint about somebody saying, oh, wow, it's $40 for 3 days and it's way too much. Conferences, if you're a professional developer, conferences cost a lot more than that. I mean, I'm going to a conference this weekend and I paid a couple hundred dollars for the ticket for 2 days. It's well worth it. But this, but keeping the prices low for WordCamps helps increase the diversity of the attendees, because now you can have people that are fiddling around with their WordPress site, or maybe they're using it for their small business. Maybe they're even using it for their kids, or maybe their kids are getting into it. And keeping the price low helps allow them to come to the event. You know, they're not being turned away because they can't afford it. And the kids stuff, and the $40 is the most you're going to pay anyway at WordCamp this year. There's, you can go to one workshop all day for $15 and get fed, which is pretty cool. So $15, you're getting a full day, and you're getting a WordPress site, and, you know, you're getting food and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's, if you count the dollars, it's really, you're getting a lot more than what you pay for, probably in just the food alone. So, yeah.
Can you explain to the audience what type of levels and sessions will be offered at this year's WordCamp?
We have a couple of themes, but we still have general talks just anybody, even if they're not into WordPress. So we have, like I mentioned, we have, if you want to learn how to build your own store in WordPress, e-commerce thing, we've got something on Friday for that. We also have if you're a developer, some critical things are happening to WordPress this coming year, pretty soon, actually, after March. And so if you're a developer in the WordPress space, then you would probably be interested in coming to the developers workshop, where we kind of tell you what you're going to need to know, because WordPress is radically changing some things. And it's good to have a heads up on that. And we also have a JavaScript track on Sunday. We also we have a beginner's workshop on Friday, but we have a revamped business track on Sunday. So if you're a freelancer or you're a small business owner or a small shop, regardless if you use WordPress or not, that's going to be pretty important. We spent a lot of time getting the right speakers. Most of them are prominent in their companies, SEOs of multi-million dollar corporations, and are going to give a great series of talks I think would value anybody who's trying to improve their business or improve themselves. And Saturday is our usual day devoted to how to do things in WordPress. So if you want to figure out how to build a membership site, or you're trying to figure out Google Analytics or SEO or other things that are related to WordPress, maybe it's just finding the right plugin, then Saturday in a particular track, what we call the how-to track, so how to do something in WordPress, that's a track. We also have a lot of talks for designers as well. We actually have a very prominent designer speaker coming down as well speaking, so that's going to be pretty interesting as well. And we also have, there's just so much stuff. there's just so much, it's hard to cram it in. But if you have kids, Sundays, we have a lineup of talks on Sundays. We have our kids panel, which we started a couple years ago. It's really popular, where we ask kids how they use WordPress or how they post content. And it's been very interesting every year. And then, of course, our kids' activities over the weekend. So if you have a kid that's age 6 to 18, well, 6 to 13 and then 13 to 18, those are our two age groups. We have activities for them as well, and those tickets are only like $8. So you can have your kids learn how to blog, do STEM stuff, and this is actually pretty cool. This is something that when I heard about it, what was being planned with the organizers, it just blew my mind. They're actually going to take the older kids, the teenagers, so like the 13 through 18 year olds, and they're going to teach them how to build their own e-commerce website on Saturday, and then on Sunday, they're going to teach them the basics of marketing, of how to market that. So that is something that I know some adults would kill for, to learn about that. our kid stuff has gotten really, really popular. We might have up to 100 kids this year. So, but yeah, that's only took 5 minutes to put it in a nutshell. That's pretty much.
That's it is a 3-day action-packed weekend, and all the days will be in FIU, correct?
Yeah. Everything is at FIU this year, which is pretty cool because, we picked the end of spring break for FIU, which means we got more availability, and we got to do a lot of cool things this year. Like we have – at the end of Saturday, we have a nice keynote. And then after the keynote, we go straight into a game show hour, which is interactive. It's going to be pretty fun. There's prizes and everything. Everyone is going to be able to participate in that who attends. And then when we're done with that, we literally just walk 5 minutes to the venue, which is on FIU. There's a huge restaurant we rented out. So there are advantages of having everything at FIU this year.
Can you tell us or can you give us a quick preview of the WordPress changes that will happen this year?
Well, it's our 10th anniversary. So first of all, we never really do keynotes. So we're having a keynote and I think it's timed pretty well because it's going to be talking about the future of WordPress. And I think that's going to apply to everybody. And like I said, the venue, our after party venue, things have changed and our if you're a speaker, we've changed some of the things regarding the speaker dinners and the gifts and everything that we give for those. But what's changed, we keep our schedule and the talks fresh. So we always have, like I said, we revamp the business talk, we revamp the workshops for the most part. And we have over 70 speakers from around the country and around the world. So, and we have a lot more people, speakers this year. We have some new speakers this year, so that's going to be refreshing. We also have, like I said, speakers that are very predominant in the industries that they're in. So these are people coming in from nationally, they're coming into our area, and it's going to be very, very cool to have those people show up on stage. And then we're also throwing we have a WordPress meetup on Thursday night. So it's a social that's open up to everybody. It's free. It's at FIU again. The links are going to be available on the website and so forth. So it's a lot more focused on the fact it's kind of a nostalgic event this year because it's our 10th year. So we're changing up the schedule a bit, keeping it fresh. And the kids stuff, and the kids stuff is also brand new this year as well. So it's a lot of enhancements and tweaks in our schedule. So it should be enjoyable for a vast number of people.
I've always heard that Miami is one of the biggest WordCamps, maybe in the top three. What makes Miami so different from like the other WordCamps?
Well, I mean, Miami's a big city, so it's not surprising that, we've grown to this extent. I think we're probably in the top five in the world, I think, or something like that. Once you knock off U.S. and WordCamp Europe, maybe, because those are obviously bigger than a city. But we've kept things stable for the past 10 years. When you do something for 10 years, you tend to grow, especially if you don't have any major fallouts or anything like that, which we haven't. But I think it's partly because that we keep things new and fresh. There's different things every year, and not just about the talks. There's, we plan different events, we do different things, we try different things out, we try different tracks, or we try different things socially, networking wise, that sort of thing. But it's also the people. I think especially from our organizers to our volunteers, it's like a tradition to come together at WordCamp every year, which is pretty cool. And we have students that, once they liked the event last year and they want to come back, so that kind of builds over time. So I'm not sure if we are – fundamentally, we're not really different than any other WordCamp because I think – WordCamps are about giving back to the community, sharing knowledge, education, networking with other people in the area. So we're not, you know, fundamentally, we are exactly the same as every other work camp. Sometimes I don't know why we're as, I was going to say popular, but that sounds like a brag. But, you know, there's, you know what I mean? It's, if people like to, every time somebody says they like, oh, I enjoyed your camp, it's mostly about the atmosphere and the fun. So that's, and that's, you know, other work camps are fun too. So maybe I don't really know exactly why. I like to think it's because it's been, you know, people have been coming down for years and we've, you know, and also we promote the heck out of it and people are probably just sick and tired of seeing emails and tweets about us. So
what I noticed what I noticed about this year's WordCamp that there's an emphasis on e-commerce. Has that been a huge demand this past couple years?
A lot of people on our meetup have been interested in it, but there has been a lot happening in the WordPress space regarding e-commerce as well. If you've ever heard of WooCommerce, they were bought by Autumn.
Yeah. Is it
WooCommerce has been absorbed as a main WordPress product now. WordPress is powering. There's a lot of people. More and more people are wanting to sell something or learning how to sell something, or they're getting clients that are wanting to sell something. You know, there's people still on eBay trying to sell things, and you know, marketing your own website is a lot more. It has a lot more advantages than doing something like putting it in an online marketplace and that sort of thing. A lot of people are selling, and it's not just products too. It's virtual products. People are making, people are crowdsourcing more stuff these days to make things, or people are making more ebooks or digital products. And, you know, WordPress with the right plugin solutions is potentially great for that kind of stuff. So, been a demand in the WordPress space regarding, you know, the company. There's more and more of these companies that are forming or coming out with new products and growing bigger in the e-commerce space, and WordPress has a good chunk of that. Forgot how much I like to say it's a good percentage of e-commerce sites out there are actually run by WooCommerce. I forget the percentage, but it's pretty decent.
WooCommerce really dominates in the WordPress e-commerce world for sure.
Yeah, I forgot how it's ridiculous. I don't want to throw out a quote because it's our number. It's probably going to be wrong, but it's one of the larger percentages out there regarding anybody who has a piece of the pie. I mean, you know, I would guess maybe Shopify's in the same ballpark, maybe, but that's about it.
I was going to mention Shopify because Shopify is a really strong force, and they're kind of newer, but their CMS is interesting. And it's interesting about Shopify, most of their plugins are paid. I mean, they're hard to find free ones.
If you're after a certain store or after a certain ease of use and quality, then you will have to invest some money in it regardless of what platform that you're using. So, I mean, WordPress has gotten popular because of free plugins. There's a lot of people, but there are a number of plugins now that kind of have a free version and a pro version. We're seeing the WordPress space, the economics of these developers and so forth, evolving over the years. So, you know, it was hard to make money just offering a free plugin, for example, and then now there's people that, you know, there's paid plugins now, and then there's server-based or, you know, server-based solutions now that are appearing in WordPress now where you pay a subscription or something and you get the services of a product, whether it's just making online backups or monitoring your e-commerce store for analytics, that sort of thing. Yeah, but there's still enough plugins, low-cost plugins, and even free plugins out there that if you wanted to do some e-commerce with WordPress, it's very cost-effective. I think if you're selling things online, then it's worth probably some sort of investment for your money if you are going to be doing it yourself.
Now, for WordCamp, if you're a beginner or don't know anything about WordPress, should he or she go to WordCamp and find out more about WordPress?
Should go to any work. Go to WordCamp.org. Find the local, your local, like what's the closest WordCamp to you. In the U.S., they're pretty easy enough to get to. For WordCamp Miami, we have people coming down from Orlando, from the entire state, and then people outside of that as well that are just coming down, and they're not even speaking. They're coming down to hang out, basically. And that's the other cool thing about WordCamps as well. About WordCamp Miami specifically, I've been to other WordCamps, and then people says, and they give up to give a talk in, one guy gave a talk in WordCamp Orlando, and he was saying, I got my first, how I got this job where I'm, I got it by going down to WordCamp Miami, that was pretty cool. We have speakers that go on to speak at huge conferences that got their start by going to WordCamp or speaking at WordCamp Miami too. So it's kind of almost forgot the original question.
Oh yeah. For beginners or for people that don't know anything about WordPress but are interested, do you think WordCamp, this would be a good event to go to just to learn more about it?
Yeah. Like I said, it's really, if you value, if you appreciate value, then yeah, it's worth, even if you have to travel, it's still probably worth the investment in time and money for something like this, especially if you are new to WordPress and you need to get in depth pretty quickly. And conferences, you can't retain everything if you go, especially for a 3-day conference or a 2-day conference. You can't expect to go in and absorb everything and retain it, but it's a great learning environment. So, I tried sitting down at my computer and learning certain things, and I'm mildly successful. But if I go to a conference, I seem to be more focused on things. There's also all these other people around you that want to learn similar things to what you're learning. So it's a great network experience too, and you can collaborate and learn together and talk to people that know more things about certain things than you are and you want to learn. And you walk away from WordCamps not only with some knowledge, but really an energized spirit in terms of, I'm pumped up now. I want to be able to work on my project or build this client site or something. So definitely, if, like I said, WordPress and all these other things that WordCamps, especially Miami, offers, you want to learn this stuff, then yeah, it's like the ticket price is very low. And
there will be a WordPress 101 beginner course all day Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Everything from installing to plugins. So it's a vast day. It's a one-day boot camp, so I would not miss it.
Yeah, and it sells out just about everything sells out every year. The beginner's workshop it sells out every year too, because we kind of limit the class size to 100. And it's really a hands-on type of deal. Like, you bring your laptop, they give you a WordPress site, and you literally can follow along with the instructors. And the instructors this year are from WP Beginner, so they know what they're talking about. They're very well known in the WordPress space for people that are new to WordPress. It's a no-brainer.
And then on Saturday.
I'm sorry, Saturday.
No, it's okay. On Saturday, you have three tracks: the how-to, the design and community, and the developer. So, sometimes, you could be a developer in 1 hour and then go to the design like the very next hour and then go to the how-tos. You can mix and match. I do it all the time. I mix and match. So you don't have to stay in one room like the whole day.
Yeah, and that's how conferences go. In terms of, I mean, there are we try some of these things are set up so you can pick and choose. There are some other things though, like with our business track and our JavaScript, learn JavaScript deeply track on Sunday, those two tracks especially, those are actually progressive. So you start off in the morning, and if you stay in that room and you just want to learn business all day, it's a progressive, or you want to learn JavaScript and React and that sort of stuff for developers, it's a progressive thing. So each talk builds on the talk before it. So which is, so you're not just getting some randomized bits of information, which is, you know, that, which is nice. You kind of want to learn a little bit if you're a little bit about everything, but if you are serious then you about business stuff, then you do want to like get there first thing. And if you stay in there, it's going to make a lot more sense, and you'll be able to see better how the pieces fit together. So I think, you know, but we've gotten comments about that before, and that's what we really, even with our Saturday schedule, sometimes we try to position talks so that if there's a talk that you, if there's a prerequisite to a certain talk and we have enough, and we have that prerequisite in our schedule, we put one before the other in the right order. So there's order to the chaos in terms of the schedule. But yeah, we don't really promote that enough, how we put the talks together. But yeah, it helps a lot of people to say, oh, I can go into this in the morning and then part two or the more advanced thing or the related things in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's actually back then on Sunday. What was that?
I said, thank you for appreciating that. I'm the speaker coordinator, so I'm the So it's juggling all these talks and putting them together is a lot harder than it seems.
And you to be honest, like the every year the speaker schedule is great. Like you see like the plugin developers come and speak, and they tell you about the plugins, like the best plugins, not like the small ones, but like the big ones. Like, man, like this guy, now I know his vision. Now what's behind that plugin? One of my favorite is Pippin. So he was one of my favorite speakers for these past couple of years.
Yeah, and it's really fortunate because some of these plugin developer, I mean, some of these people, you know, they're so busy running their companies now, it's hard to get these people to do WordCamps nowadays, unless it's within their own very own city, locally speaking. And sometimes even that's difficult. Fortunately for Florida, not only can we ship different companies, really good companies in the WordPress space. So speaker wise, there's Liquid Web, there's Pagely, WP Beginner, talks, Saeed from WP Beginner, drawing a blank now. And we, like I said, we have some prominent people that work for automatic, designers and developers that are coming in as well. And like I said, the business talk stuff is like, yeah, we got CEOs coming down and talking about it. So there's a pretty good, like I said before, it all goes back to diversity in terms of that's what we're big on. We want to have diverse talks. We want to have diverse speakers with good backgrounds, and we want to be able to provide a good low cost event so we have a diverse amount of attendees. You know. Students everywhere from students to SEOs come to the event, and we're attracting more and more startup and entrepreneur people too every year. So
to be honest, like you see these speakers like in person, like even after the talks, they, you know, they usually go into other workshops or the tracks. Sometimes you meet them in line. Actually, during like the lunch line, I met up with the owner of Event Espresso. Really nice guy, and he has
they started around when WordCamp, I know they've been around a long time, so yeah. And it's amazing the people you meet, there's a lot of people. Of course, even our sponsors have a lot of good people. Like if you want to know anything about hosting at all, then there's no better opportunity to come to WordCamp, because a lot of our sponsors are the people that host all the managed WordPress sites, managed WordPress hosting, and other kinds of hosting. And we have a lot of our meetup people have questions about, like, which hosting plan they want or which domain they want, stuff like that. So it's nice to get that one-on-one action. And of course, WordCamps have happiness bars, which are kind of like genius bars for Apple, you know, without the copyright infringement. So there's, so literally you can have, we have volunteers manning happiness, the happiness bar, which is just basically a room with some volunteers in it, and anybody can walk in and ask whatever WordPress or web questions they want and hopefully get them answered. And I hope we're, and we get most of our speakers to get to come to the happiness bar after their talks as well. So if they, if the, so, you know, people have questions and stuff like that, they can stalk the speaker over to the happiness bar, I guess. So,
and there's also a place where you see all the, where you get like all the swag, all the information tables. You see big companies like Bluehost, GoDaddy, you know, when if Bluehost and GoDaddy is in that WordCamp, I mean, that's a serious, serious event.
Yeah, we have a lot of good sponsors this year, both inside the WordPress space and related areas. So definitely want to, yeah, just go to our website and check them out. There's, we're closing up the sponsorships soon. So, you know, filling up the last spots. So we're very fortunate. There's a lot, and not just the big sponsors too, but we're also very appreciative of the smaller sponsors, especially people that just buy like a $99 sponsorship just because they want to give back to the event, which is pretty cool. Or they use WordPress for, you know, WordPress is free and they want to give back to WordPress and this is their way of doing it, which is great because at this point, any sponsorships and money we get, we turn around and we find more students that we can bring into the event, or students or teachers or people from underrepresented groups and that sort of thing. So,
Dave,
it's a thing. Sorry.
Can you go over the ticket prices?
So, yeah, our ticket page is a little complex because we offer so much. But bottom line is that if you want, there's a weekend ticket for $40, which we have a few student discounts for. Or educational discounts for the workshops on Friday. The full day workshops are $15, and the kids and parents tickets I think are $8 each, and that's the sum of it. And like I said, we offer, if you want to grab a like a low level sponsorship, like $100 for a community sponsorship or something, that's available too.
And you could also get the, if you have an agency, you get that for $350, and you get a couple of tickets, 5 tickets for your employees.
Yeah, we had some people say, you know, we had a community ticket for $100, and then we had our next level, which was like $1,500 for a sponsorship. And some agencies say we would like to give more, but not that much. So, yeah, that's why we came up with that. And we have a few people grab that as well. Yeah, which is great. I think that's... Somebody actually approached us and said, can you give us a sponsorship at this level or make a sponsorship at this level? And I'm glad they brought that up because we've had people grab that, which is pretty cool. I'm like, you know, we try to keep our sponsorship prices as low as we can. We're actually pretty reasonable versus other WordCamps that are not as large as us. I firmly believe that, you know, like, I don't have a lot of money, so I would like to think that not, like, everybody's trying to save every buck they can. So we're really appreciative of people giving that sort of thing, especially if it goes right back to the students anyway. Because, again, volunteer, not-for-profit, we don't make a dime, so the money has to go somewhere. So it's really awesome.
Yeah, I've been to one other WordCamp in Minneapolis, and it was definitely smaller than the one in Miami.
But I want to go to the Minneapolis one because we actually have, what's really cool about WordCamp is that not just the people that help out aren't just local. We have people nationally like donating like WAPU designs or, you know, various small like things like swag designs and stuff like that. And I've always wanted to go to Minneapolis, so, and it is smaller. And it actually, and you know, WordCamp's being the size of the WordCamp is there's advantages to having a small WordCamp versus a quote-unquote larger WordCamp. Like, I've been to WordCamp US, which has had about 1,500 people, 2,000 people. It's just been amazing. It's like you're in the midst of a huge crowd sometimes. And I've been to smaller WordCamps with just a couple hundred people. And those have a nice you get to connect, I think, with more people sometimes if you're at a smaller WordCamp, maybe. Or it's a little more personal, or it seems like you can connect with more people there. So I, like I said, WordCamps are tuned to the community. So whatever best fits the community. And WordCamp for Miami, fortunately, like I said, we've grown to a certain size and we've evolved to a way that, you know, we're not just out trying to be a big event and get attention or notoriety or just to brag that we have a certain size or we have certain swag or whatever. We're really trying to think first what's best for our local community. And that's why we keep trying new things. That's why we always offer a beginner's workshop. That's why we have WordPress meetups every month to deal on what people are looking for. And, you know, sometimes we're more right than others, but we keep experimenting. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job. And our organizers really don't get enough. Our organizers and volunteers don't get enough praise for what they do. I've never wanted to be the front person for this event, but I kind of had to be. And I hope I can change that at some point. But there's so many people behind the scenes helping out. And if you go to our website, which is 2018.miami.wordcamp.org, and I'm sure you'll share the link too, there's a special page on there devoted to our organizers and volunteers. So really, they deserve, and they will get their public thanks at the event, but they deserve that and so much more.
And if people are interested in going to WordCamp Miami, how can they get more information and how can they contact you guys?
Well, you definitely want to get information when you can, because we there's not only do we eventually sell out, but if you don't get your tickets soon, you'll miss out on some really cool swag because we have deadlines for that. So as I was mentioning, the website is the best place to go. It's 2018.miami.wordcamp.org. And in the contact menu on that website, you can find out where our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter accounts are. I mean, our Twitter account is @WordCampMiami, which is easy enough. You can also contact us there. We also have a Slack channel, which has almost 200 people in it currently. And it'll probably grow to what it was last year, like 500 people, which is a pretty amazing for a Slack channel. So if you're the type of person that would like to meet the attendees, just say hi. You can find out how to access and join that Slack channel on our website as well. And there's also a great mailing list. We have over 1,200 people on our mailing list that we're sending important information to. Our beta schedule is online right now, so you can check out as a preview of the workshop schedule and the weekend schedule, and we're updating that. So now is a good time to check out the site with all the speaker announcements and the schedule and the workshop information. And we're adding new information to it every couple of days. So it's because we're such a large event, we have to. Sometimes it's like, if it were smaller, I would be able to work. I would be able to sleep more. Yeah.
It's a long weekend, but it's worth it. Will people get a T-shirt?
Yeah. Like, that's cool too. Yeah, the tickets. Yeah, the ticket includes the shirt. And the after party. At the FIU Chili's, which is a huge restaurant, and there's even a quiet space you can go to if you want to relax or network with people. And the ticket includes some pretty interesting swag this year. And we even, like in previous years, we hope this year to even have a swag bag for the kiddies. So yeah, we we're notorious for attention to detail. So our primary focus right now is just getting the word out, because our marketing budget is pretty much that. As we're non-for-profit, we pretty much rely on word of mouth. And I know you have been supporting us for years, and I just want to take out this time to thank you personally for that. We are no problem. So busy that sometimes we're so busy over here because I have a full-time job. Fortunately, it's remote, but I have a full-time job. I have three kids. I've got a family. I've got other obligations, and it's so difficult to fit an event this large into your schedule, even with the volunteers and organizers that we have. So sometimes when you're short on time, sometimes you don't have the time to fully express or give enough expression of your appreciation for the people in the community. Because it's not people like you and people like FIU and people of all these other local communities and meet us that help us spread the word, we would not be as large and as successful as we are today. Bar none. So I don't even know what bar none means. I got to look it up. But yeah, so really, really appreciate people like you helping us spread the word and continuing to spread the word and, you know, finding more people to talk to, because we would love to get, you know, our goal is to eventually at some point reach 1,000 attendees, just as a nice round number kind of goal type of thing. But we're appreciative of everybody who can make it and can help in any way, even if it's spreading the word or getting a ticket and coming up and showing up.
I would say WordCamp might be the largest tech event in South Florida.
It definitely is probably the largest volunteer-based tech event. I mean, if there's a conference down here, I can't remember the last.
There was a Bitcoin conference last month, but that was $1,000 a person.
Yeah, and you know what? It probably, you know, I know what it takes to run a conference. When you don't have a venue donated and you don't have this and that, and you don't have the word, I'm sure those people who are giving out $1,000 are probably wanting to include more people. But some of those events probably also are for-profit events too, I'm sure. Some of that money is going back to as a salary for somebody, right?
Yeah, I know it's a moneymaker some way, somehow.
Which is great, which is fine. There is nothing wrong with that. But as far as a volunteer-based, non-for-profit tech event that's been running for 10 years, I think WordCamp Miami is a pretty good standalone event in terms of this is what you get, this is how diverse it is, this is how diverse people can come, and the ticket prices are this low. In fact, our ticket prices are so low that sometimes we're not even taken seriously as an event.
Yeah, exactly. So, the ticket prices are unbeatable. It's a no-brainer. If you're a person out there that are who's interested in WordPress or interested in you know, building a website or a plugin, or has no knowledge of WordPress, go to WordCamp. WordCamp is probably the best way to find out if this is for you or is not for you. I mean, probably every year, I could say out of five people, maybe three out of five people that I meet, are usually people that are new to WordPress. Yeah, this is my first time I ever heard about WordPress. I was interested. And, you know, things are changing, you know. Jobs are changing. So people are more interested in coding and everything else. So, Dave, any closing words?
No. We covered it pretty well. This is the longest I've probably talked about WordCamp to one person without sounding too redundant. But I would just check it out. And, you know, especially if you're a student and that sort of thing, it's a really great way to meet people locally that are interested in the same things that you are. It's even if you want to come and check it out, it's like the cost of the ticket probably is the food alone is probably worth the price of the ticket that you're coming in. So everybody is so busy these days, not even money-wise, but just very, very busy in terms of what they have to invest in. And I think that if you invest at least a day, I think you're going to get your money's worth out of it and your time's worth out of it. So
exactly. And also, Dave does the once a month WordPress meetups. Well, here in Nova and here in Fort Lauderdale, and also in Miami. So if you miss WordCamp or if you're busy that weekend, you can always come to those meetups, which are fantastic as well.
Yeah, and that's really where the community shines, because you can literally come to a WordPress meetup, and if it's related to WordPress in some way, you can come and talk about it. It's not just come, listen to a talk, and leave. It is a collaborative environment, and it is, and that's where the WordCamps start, from the meetups. So if anybody's ever interested in getting more involved in WordCamp speaking and that sort of thing, then that's where you start at the WordPress meetup. And by the way, if anybody's interested in volunteering for WordCamps, like I said, this is a non-for-profit thing. We could use people help setting up for registration, putting up signs, keeping track of talks and that sort of thing. And we have a volunteer form on our website as well for that.
Exactly. And I go to WordCamp every year because I learn something new every year. I mean, I'm a developer. I've been in WordPress since the beginning, since 08, which is when I think WordPress started, 06, 07-ish. But every year I go, I was like, oh, I think I know everything. No, so, I learn always something new.
So we need to get you speaking at a meetup.
I should.
And then you can be speaking next year.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it's a good way to practice your public speaking as well. Might be better than Toastmasters. I don't know.
I won't comment on Toastmasters because I don't want angry emails. I don't know much about them anyway, so I don't know what I could say to them. But I'm sure whatever angry emails I get, it would be written and spoken well.
Awesome. Well, so, Dave, thanks for coming on to the Sleon podcast, and we'll see you March 16th through the 19th, WordCamp Miami 2018.
Yeah, and if I don't pass out first, yes, I will be there. And hopefully you. Thank you, sir.